Mr. Data, warp speed, please.
Power 3.
Greetings and felicitations. I need your advice.
Then I need a drink.
You need advice from me? You must be kidding.
I do not joke, Doctor.
Spock, remind me to tell you that I'm sick and tired of your logic.
That is the most illogical attitude.
Buddy, you're a Vulcan, make an eyebrow, raising on your face. Gonna be in Starfleet someday, you got green on your face. Pointed ears graced, spouting big statistics all over the place.
We will Spock you. We will Spock you.
Buddy, you're a tall man, thin man, flying in a ship. Gonna take the universe one day. You work in space with Captain What's-His-Face, waving tricorders all over the place.
We will Spock you. We will Spock you.
Buddy, you're a smart man, science man, every 7 years going through Pon Farr that day. You got green in your blood, Kirk's your bud, putting McCoy back into his place.
We will Spock you.
Sing it!
We will Spock you.
Everybody,
we will Spock you. We will Spock you.
Dazzling display of logic.
Annihilation, Jim. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Doctor, I am in command of the Enterprise. Live long and prosper.
And we're back.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's say hi to the guys who have joined us. We're being joined by our family members, Paul Finch, Adam House, and Michael Clark.
Hi, Wayne.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. How are you getting on?
Yeah, not bad at all. Not bad at all.
No, it's gone pretty well so far, I think.
Yeah,
you've done your first. Been live.
I know, it's something new.
You've done your first 2 hours. How does it feel?
Settling into it now. At first, I was very scared.
Are you scared because Paul and I have just joined you, though?
I am.
Maybe a little bit.
To be honest, I've now just got this warm, fuzzy feeling that now it's not me that's going to mess up.
We would never mess
nice.
Up.
Thanks.
Yeah. Lack of faith there.
No, guys, I trust you to both behave. It's not as if you've ever tried to shaft another podcast.
Well, to be honest, mate, you have given us a list of words we can't say, and we will adhere to them.
Yes. And that's the thing.
What were they, so I don't say them?
I'll type them to you, Paul.
Yeah, that's the thing. Let's just, anyone who's listened to previous podcasts, all you need to say is Pez Dispensers. and child actors, and that's it.
when we were down in Brighton, we found you a very nice Paz dispenser and sent you a photo.
We did. We took a photo.
I know, it was lovely. It was very impressive.
And some woman gave us a weird look as Paul and I were posing next to a Hello Kitty Paz dispenser.
Don't worry, it's for my mate.
And then we posed next to a guy dressed as a Papa Smurf.
Yes, I saw that. The Andorian guy, yeah.
Basically, I think we chucked 50p in this little hat, and then he tried to fleece us for money as we were going off.
And I've said, no, we've already paid you, you're not getting any more.
And I felt guilty, I thought I was throwing him some more money. And I looked at my hand, and all I had was two £2 coins, and I thought, well, they're not going in. So we walked off.
Oh, dear. I just wanted to say I hope that everyone enjoyed that little bit from Rick there. He's, as I said earlier, going to be showing us a exclusive from his new Star Trek parody song. So I hope that people enjoyed that little bit there, showing you what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, it was great.
So
really enjoyed it.
Yes. So, guys, we're hoping to be joined at some point tomorrow by Jill from Star Trek, from Media 10. So, let's talk Star Trek London.
Let's
What's
do
your
it.
Plans?
First plan is to get there safely.
Yeah, that's my first worry.
Yeah, you're sharing a bed, aren't you?
Only a little bit of it.
And Paul, be honest, was this planned?
Sorry?
What is planned? Did you have
it wasn't planned as in so much as planned that I was going to get a double bed and share it with Mark. I just misread the ticket and offered to share a room with Mark, thinking I had twin beds, and then realising I had a double bed, and then just deciding to make the most of it.
But you might invite Mark to stay with you.
Yeah, well, because I said to Paul, can you send me the your hotel reservation details so I can have a look? And so he sent them through, and I looked at it, and I thought, okay. And I said, Paul, I think this is a double bed. And he's like, nah, it's fine. Nah, mate, nah, it's fine. It's twin beds. I'm like, I really don't think it's twin beds. So, we're gonna be cozy.
Just to confirm, Paul, we're not sharing a bed, are we?
I don't know. I'm not bothered, though. I mean, we virtually shared a bed in Brighton anyway. We're in the same room, so.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Oh,
I say I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered.
Actually, Paul, I'll take it. I'm just looking at the email now. It says one double room.
Brilliant.
That's what mine said.
Okay. Look, I really don't care. I'm comfortable enough with my sexuality. I'm really not bothered about sharing a bed with Paul. In fact, I never sleep well on my own anyway, so I'll probably get a better night's sleep if someone's in the bed with me. So
the thing is, what happens if you wake up?
I'm not expecting a cuddle or anything.
Yeah, but if you wake up and he's spooning you and he's got a hard on, what are you going to do?
Well, you know what to say, waste not, want not.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we're talking about Star Trek London.
Yes, yes.
We're all very excited because, obviously, 5 weeks from now, it's sad to say it, but 5 weeks from now, the event will be two-thirds over because we'll be...
we'll be at the party.
Yeah. We'll be at the party, but the Saturday will be more or less over by this point, so it'll be
have
two-thirds
you
gone. Which is,
guys
which
booked
is
your
sad.
Party tickets yet?
Yeah, I have.
No.
Sorry, what tickets? Party tickets?
Yeah, have you booked them?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't booked mine yet.
I've got both of mine for both nights.
You're going both nights? Wow.
Yeah.
Is your wife coming, Mark, for the party?
No, she'll be there on the Saturday, but she'll be leaving in the evening, so no, she won't be there for the party.
Oh, there you go. I'm just trying to find someone to keep Becky company while we're all chatting away about Star Trek.
Right, okay. No, she won't be coming for that. So, I mean, I'm going to go to the Saturday party. I'm not so sure about the Friday, actually. Haven't quite made my mind up yet, so, yeah, I'll have to see. I'll have to see what happens.
Can I apologise now, then, Mark? If you're not going to both parties, and I am, and I roll in the room drunk one night, and you're in bed asleep, or...
You know it's going to wake me up. It's good. I know it's going to happen. I'm already expecting it, mate.
I think Paul and I agreed that we were probably going to the TNG party. We're not going to the Klingon one. So if you're not going to that one, then, Mark, you can join us, and we'll get drunk somewhere else.
Yeah, we'll just go and get hammered somewhere, yeah. Yeah,
that's cool. That'll be good.
He doesn't come home with
myself girly.
You might find yourself a girly, Paul, or you might find yourself a man. Depends how drunk you
are. Find myself girly.
Paul, you cannot bring a woman back to the room.
Why not? He's single. Let him have his fun.
Yeah, you can come to our
room, but
Mark.
I'm shaming... Yeah, that's true. I could kip in your bath, couldn't I suppose.
Paul's
going to bring back some of my enslaved
girls.
That's all right.
Just bring her back to our room, Paul. We'll film it.
Just to know that, like, she's probably listening. Like, everybody who's going to Sergeant London might be listening now, and they're like, right, steer clear of him.
We've only got
in the bar.
There's 27 people listening, and I think there's probably about 3 of them who are girls, so I think you'd be okay.
Paul, before we delve deep into Star Trek London, do you want to start giving away your first prize?
Yes, I could do. What should we go for, do you think?
Stuff it. Let's go for a coffee machine.
Go for a coffee machine, okay. So, how do you want to do this? Should we do the next person to bid? I don't think we've had any little bits for a little while, have we?
Does that include me? Can I then get it?
It depends how much you bid.
If we open up... if we say... what should we say?
50 quid.
Well, that's very... that's setting a high bar for a coffee machine.
Well, I've got other things that might be worth that, so...
Paul's got quite a few good prizes, so...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What sort of level do you want to set for this, Paul?
Well, we're looking at here a nice little two-cup coffee maker, where you put, I believe, you put your coffee in the top bit, it percolates or does whatever it was, and then it pours it out into two little cups. Two little cups are included. I have a couple of these. This evening. I don't know. What do you think? £25. I think that's reasonable. You can probably get one in the shop for £25, but this is going to go to a good cause.
Yeah.
Paul, does it have a milk steamer on it?
Sorry.
Does it have a milk steamer on it?
No, but if you steamed some milk and put it on top, it would have. So that's the way around that one.
No, and let's
you
need
to hold that blue pizza.
Off the back of a truck.
Where did you get these for?
I've managed to accumulate some very choice items over the last few months, especially for this suppliers at work.
Did you basically order stuff in for the surgery, saying we're going to need a coffee machine, and then we come in and nicked it?
No, I've got like 4 coffee machines at the moment. I think that would have got a bit suspicious.
Well, that
do you have like a fake engagement or something?
Sorry?
You have a fake engagement?
Yeah, that's... Paul just told people he was getting married.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next... okay, then. If you want to get Paul's coffee machine...
Get me percolating, baby.
Yes, there'll be no cost to yourself other than donating some cash. And if we can get a few donations, no one quite hits the £25 mark, but you get near, then you'll definitely get that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Start donating.
So, yeah. Should we give it a time limit, or should we just see what happens?
This hour.
By 11 o'clock, yeah.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Whoever has donated the most by 11 o'clock, I wouldn't even set a limit, see what people do. Whoever can donate the highest amount in the next hour gets that. I would say that's fair.
I think that's very fair.
Yeah, no, definitely. So even if you can only donate 10 quid, you might end up being the top bidder. So get donating. JustGiving.com/teams/TrekMatePodathon.
More fantastic prizes coming up soon.
Yes, definitely. So, have you guys booked many of your photo shoots?
Yes.
I've booked 2. I've got Patrick Stewart and I've got Brent Spiner so far.
Yeah, I've got Patrick Stewart, Nanar Visitor, and Chase Masterson so far.
Yeah, I've got Patrick Stewart, Kate Mulgrew, and Chase Masterson.
I've not got any yet.
Oh,
I don't think Paul believes in photo shoots.
I've got Patrick Stewart, William Shatner, Avery Brooks, Brent Spiner, Chase Masterson, and the other one. Jeff Coombs.
Coombs. Yeah,
that's a good one. Yeah, no. Mm. So far, I've got all 5 captains.
Wow.
All on the Saturday?
All on you've the Saturday.
You've got to squeeze that into the Saturday. So obviously, you're only there for the one day, so... Yes. Yeah, you've got to
try and fit a lot into that day.
What happens if your wife gives birth that day?
Then I'm going to have to rush home very quickly. I'll just have to run up to Patrick Stewart and say, quick, have a photo, I've got to go.
What if you're like, literally in the queue, like, and your wife texts you or someone texts you saying she's gone into labour? Are you going to pretend you didn't see the text?
Last 12 hours, you'll be fine.
How long is the queue?
Well, I think the queuing system is automatic, so basically...
Yeah, it's a virtual queuing system.
Yeah. So you go get the number now and again. I'm sure when it's down to the last 10 of your number, you've got to queue a little bit.
Okay, so if we was down to, say, 5 minutes away, then I would probably say I was on my way.
I'm already there.
Yeah, but then just quickly finish that off. If it was more than that, I really would have to get going. I'm going to drive. That's the thing. So I don't have to rely on public transport. I am going to drive down. So that should anything happen, I can jump in the car and break the speed limits.
And if Leanne was listening to this now, what would you do?
No, she is listening.
Hi, Leanne. I hope you're well. Looking forward to seeing the little one.
I know, I can't wait. And
you know, it's a little girl yet.
It's a little girl. Got another little girl.
Oh, that's
yes. So, the spare room this week, it's just been decorating. The girls' room is all done now, all pink. So, if it turns out to be a boy, we're stuffed.
Oh, no. The boys like pink now, apparently.
Yeah.
I think you should name the kid after your best friend Paul. Call it Paul if it's a boy, or Paulina if it's a girl.
Yeah,
I'm Pauline.
Paulette. Yeah.
Yeah. Considering we're in the company of two Pauls.
Yeah, don't need another one.
But still, so we've actually got a lot of big plans for Star Trek London.
Yeah.
We do, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on. Obviously, we are official bloggers for the event.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, it is going to be absolutely brilliant. And we can't really say too much about everything, other than if you do want to like meet anyone from the podcast, at one point or another, you could probably find us mooching around an area next to the fan zone called the Bloggers Lounge.
Yeah, that's pretty much
I'm all happy to say that you don't have to pay for my signature. I will autograph anything for free.
As well.
Even body parts.
Yeah.
especially body parts.
Well, what if it's a man's body part, Paul?
I'm happy to have that.
That's the thing, that wouldn't bother me whatsoever.
Well, you have to autograph someone's body part.
No!
Well,
nothing wrong with autographing someone's elbow, is there?
What if it's a big man's arse?
That's absolutely fine, I've only got a little name.
Mark, just to say, that thing you wanted me to do, I've done it.
Oh, okay, cool. Excellent.
That sounds ominous.
Yeah, have a look. Just a little bit.
What have you done?
Well, Mark's going to need to refresh the page to find out.
Oh, God.
I'll have a look.
Refresh what page?
I thought you were talking about.
It's a big secret. It's a secret between me and Mark.
It's the special secret between Mark and Paul.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I'm going to have a look.
Ooh, that looks much better.
That looks lovely.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
I actually know what they're talking about.
Yeah, no, same here.
And anyway, it's really poor air for talking about something they can't see.
Yeah, this is great. This is great entertainment, isn't it? This is great podcasting. Yeah. We're talking about stuff that you're not going to see for 5 weeks yet. But it hasn't changed for me yet, Paul. I'll have a look in a bit. That's fine.
I don't know what's going on either, people. Don't worry.
Paul, you never know what's going on.
No, I know. I just go with the flow.
Oh, actually, have you had your first bit of alcohol yet?
Well, I did ask if I could have a drink in the break, and nobody answered. So I
said you could.
Yeah, I know you did, but that's like that's like me saying, I'm going to have a drink, can I? Yes, all right then.
Well, I think you should have a few drinks, Paul. You've earned it, especially with all these great prizes you've got.
Considering, Paul, you're going to be leaving us at midnight, I would say you're permitted to have a couple of drinks now.
Yeah,
can
have,
I?
Have a drink.
Yes, go have a drink. Just or don't come back singing about the Brian the Pixie or asking where Jeremiah is.
How do you know about Brian the Pixie?
Because you've told me like three times now. When we were recording previously, a couple of weeks ago, you got brought up then, but I cut it out.
I sang for you on your website, on your podcast.
No, you didn't sing, but he was brought up in conversation. Do you not remember any of it?
No.
Oh, God.
I don't even remember I was on your podcast.
Oh, God. You were, Paul, and you're talking about reed-bumming
trip. Reed-bumming trip, yeah.
Yes, I do remember.
And this is when you had a guest on that actually mattered.
Yes, yes. Exactly. Luckily, he seemed to find it very funny.
Yes, I was quite relieved that he was in on the joke.
Basically, Paul, this guest has a million downloads of his podcast. We're trying to make it as family friendly as possible. And you came on and started talking about bumming.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. He seemed to enjoy the conversation, so it's okay.
Oh, dear. So, I would like to just butt in quickly and say we have had a couple of donations. So, please, I just want to thank you. But if you do want to be in for a chance of winning prizes, please let me know who you are. Otherwise, because anonymous donations,
I don't know who to give the coffee machine to.
Yeah, yes. No, so if you just donated a certain amount of money, please email trekmate1701@gmail.com and just say, like, hey, it's me.
Don't do that if you haven't actually done it, because that's cheating.
No, I'll be able to match things up, so don't bother trying to pull a fast one. So,
and as a special prize, if anyone donates the exact amount of £11.12, I'll send them anything from a Scottish chip shop of their choice in the post.
Oh dear. Well, to be honest, I would probably be tempted to send up a double decker to get deep fried.
But you don't need to send it. I can buy one here and get it deep fried, posted straight to you, first class.
£11 and whatever it was, I should think so too.
Adam, have you eaten your haggis or left you yet?
No, that's tomorrow's dinner.
I love haggis.
I've never had it before.
Oh, I love haggis.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
You drank the bottle of whiskey I brought down anyway.
Yeah, that went down a treat. But we drank. We think there was enough for one glass of whiskey left over. I think on the Monday, which I had.
Did you put the ginger wine in it?
I did. I finished the ginger wine off, and the iron brew.
Oh, iron brew. Yeah.
That's the thing. I've got to admit, I've never actually had haggis. So
haggis is awesome.
Come round tomorrow, and I'll cook you haggis.
No, I am tempted. That's the thing. It's like some people get put off by certain foods. Like my missus always looks at us funny when I'm like, no, I've got to have black pudding with my cooked breakfast.
See, black pudding's lovely.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. So, no, I'm going to have to give that a try.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm loving the Star Trek London chat.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
I hope at Star Trek London I get a cooked breakfast.
Breakfast at Star Trek London.
Yet again, me and Adam are on a podcast which is about food.
Yeah.
It's becoming a running theme.
I think we had seen it on a few times, and it's always about what food we have in England versus America.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, very, very quickly, if I may, Cena, black pudding it's pig's blood.
I think they call it blood sausage.
Yeah, possibly blood sausage. And it's got like bits of pearl barley and stuff in it, and it's a really nice breakfasty thing.
Yeah. Mm. Pig's blood. Yeah.
Going back to Star Trek London.
Yeah, no, it was Star Trek London, though.
Do you reckon they'll have black pudding at Star Trek London?
We could have breakfast in bed.
We could. We'd be like Morecambe and Wise sat there in bed in our little pyjamas.
I don't think you'll be in pyjamas.
Having some black pudding. You will wear pyjamas, Paul.
Yeah, Paul.
Mark, you swear when you told us not to swear.
I did. Sorry,
Paul. Mark, you'll end up with blood sausage.
Sorry, but I do apologise, Paul. Paul, you will wear pyjamas. I don't care if you normally wear pyjamas or not. You will wear pyjamas. I usually do wear pyjamas. You are wearing pyjamas at Star Trek.
Okay.
Even if they're just trousers. You don't have to wear a top. I'm not too bothered. But you'll wear some pyjama trousers, thank you.
Yeah, we don't want a blood sausage in the bed.
No, absolutely not.
So, that was a good way to end that one.
Yes.
So, Star Trek London, yes. We were talking about Star Trek London. What does everybody think about the original series bridge, then?
Oh, that's happy. It's about that.
Yeah, I want Enterprise D bridge.
Yeah, everyone wanted the D because, of course, that's what we were expecting because, of course, it's the 25th anniversary. And I am a little disappointed, I must admit. But to have
did they not say bridges before, though, Mark?
They did say bridges,
well,
but...
They were hoping to get... They were hoping to get two bridges, but I think budget meant they could only get one.
Do you think they just did the Enterprise or the original series because it's such a cheap set to recreate?
Well, they threw the last one in the bin, didn't they? The Enterprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops,
but need it for Star Trek London.
I bet they've gone on to that Enterprise D restoration project and said, look, can we borrow it off you? We'll do all the hard work for you and give it back. And they said no.
I am a little disappointed. I mean, it'll still be nice to have my photo taken. I've got that included in my silver ticket.
You're still getting it?
Yeah, it's included in the ticket.
Yeah, it's included in my silver ticket. So I am a little disappointed it isn't the D. That would have been really cool. And I'm going to be wearing the wrong uniform for the Constitution Bridge. But... At the end of the day, it's still...
But at the end of the day, we could be in a time travel episode.
Exactly.
No, Mark, I've got the perfect solution.
Paying no disregard for the time directive whatsoever.
Or holodeck.
Oh, yes, we could be on a holodeck. That's a much more viable thing.
Yeah.
Just sit there in your boxer shorts. I'm sure Kirk would have done the same thing at some point.
He probably would have done. Just sat there in his pants.
Just see how far you can take before they say, we can't take this photo.
Yeah. See what you get away with. It's what Kirk would have done. Sat there nude in the chair.
With you can imagine that, though, can't you? 11 o'clock at night in the police station, they say, so, sir, why did you do this? And I just go, it's what Kirk would have done.
I'm demanding separate lawyers from you. I really am if something happens to Star Trek London. Separate lawyers. Not shepherds.
You said shepherd lawyers. I thought you were going to herd everybody together or something.
No. Mark, what day is your photo shoot?
What, the bridge?
Yeah.
I don't know yet because they've been randomly assigned. So, I mean, we haven't got the tickets yet. They were supposed to be sent out about 6 weeks before. So because I'm expecting the tickets very, very soon. So it's going to be randomly assigned. But
you could possibly borrow your wife's dress for the photo shoot then.
I could do.
Then you'd be in continuity.
I could just tell her to sit there in her, you know, outside in her bra and knickers, while I put her dress on.
Well, she could put your uniform on.
Yeah, you don't have to expose her like that.
Yeah, it would be a little bit big for her.
But the wife listening, Mark?
No, she isn't. She probably will. I mean, we're going to release this, aren't we, later as little chunks on the website, so she'll probably listen to some of it. But no, she's not listening live.
My wife is listening live.
She is. Yeah, I've seen her in the chat room. So obviously I'm not quite sure when my bridge photo shoot will be, but I've got my other two photo shoots. I've tried to get them all on the Sunday, so I've got Patrick Stewart and I've got Brent Spiner on the Sunday. And if I get any others, I will try and put them on the Sunday as well, so I can spend the Friday and the Saturday seeing everything and then just get my photos done on Sunday.
You see, you don't actually realise this, Mark, but you're going to be really hungover on the Sunday.
Probably, yeah. I'm going to look absolutely mashed.
And if you're sleeping with Paul, it's a possibility you won't be able to sit down the next day for the captain's chair.
I know. I have
No. Just take possibility out of it.
Just sit on a tribble on the bridge. That will soothe it.
Yeah. A nice, comforting tribble.
That's the noise.
Yeah, I have thought about that, but yeah, I mean, I'm probably not going to get too wasted on the Friday night, although I probably will.
You will.
But yeah, but we'll yeah, I know I will. Yeah, I know. But on the Saturday night, I probably will. Yeah, I know, but yeah, I probably will get drunk, and then yeah, I'll just have to make sure we can get a nice cooked breakfast somewhere. And I've already been scouting around the XL site about places where you can eat, and there's a place there that does massive breakfast baguettes, so we'll be able to have huge...
Lovely.
Yes, yeah, that'll do me.
You don't even have to leave the area then.
No, there's loads of...
I made a point of getting a hotel on the site.
Yeah, there's loads of things. There's loads of restaurants there.
We've got breakfast included.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
We're not going to be up for that, though, are we?
I think it's till 11 o'clock.
Oh, we'll be right then.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I've had a look around, and there's even... there's even a little Tesco Express on the site as well. So if you just want to go and get a cheap sandwich or something like that, then you can just pop along there. So it's
but
all
how
there.
How much of a prat would you feel in your uniform buying a sandwich?
I'd feel like awesome. I look awesome in my uniform. I've tried it on the other day.
He's got to send you to buy it, Adam.
Yeah, I will just be wearing a jeans and a t-shirt. I'll try and make it a geeky t-shirt.
We'll end up being the
thing about how many thousands of people are going to be there wandering around in uniform. It's just going to be the norm.
Yeah, everyone's going to look normal. Yeah.
I just thought you guys were ignoring me. Turns out my mic was on mute. I've been sitting here for 5 minutes trying to interject, and I was like, no one's listening to me.
I was just starting to think I haven't heard Wayne for a while.
I was thinking it too, but I thought maybe he got a bit offended and left.
And considering how early into the podathon this is, it doesn't bode well.
Yeah, if you both do this after the next thing, you're screwed.
But what I was going to say is...
you won't have to contend with me.
The only thing that I've started to notice is a theme with Adam and Paul. You don't seem as willing to show your colours. I'd be perfectly proud to wear a uniform anywhere in society.
See, I would be.
The thing is, Wayne, I don't like being beaten up, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, but I'm 6'2", I don't care.
So you'll be
you're also very modest, Wayne, because at last record you were the same height as me, and I'm 6'4".
No, you're a couple of inches taller than me.
You're like a giant.
Jolly green giant.
Yeah, but he's as skinny as anything.
And you are ginger.
I would like to say that I beg your pardon.
You are ginger, aren't you?
I thought your statement a couple of minutes ago was, but I don't want to get beaten up.
Yeah, but Paul, I'll just buy you drinks when you fall over. Pound. Paul, would you beat up a man who's going to buy you drinks at Star Trek London?
Buy me drinks? I bet any man is going to buy me drinks. I've never been in a fight in my life.
Okay, then I might win then.
Because at school, I got friendly with Wayne, and Wayne beat him all up for me. No, Wayne looked after me at school. He was my...
I looked after him. The only payment that I needed was that I on him. I was a cruel friend at points. Paul.
Yeah, I've heard what you've done to Paul. What? You stuck him in the bin one time and you laughed about his pet duck being eaten. Or the baby chicks.
Yeah, the baby chicks, yeah.
And also, the funny thing was...
about my chickens dying.
That is hysterical. But then there was this one point where we was in an electronics class in the technology block. And everyone decided that they were going to pick on Paul. And I was sticking up for Paul. And then Paul...
You locked me in a cupboard.
Yeah. Paul went and hid in a cupboard. And I locked him in there. And just left
him. And I got told off for being locked in the cupboard. I said to him, I didn't lock myself in here.
Yeah, but Paul was one of the other guys.
How was it when you came out of the closet?
Difficult for a little while.
Oh dear. But still, with Star Trek London.
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
So, what is going to be? What is the one thing that you're looking forward to the most?
Avery Brooks talk.
Meeting up with everyone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that too.
I've never actually met Mark in person, or any of you.
I've never met any of you in person. So, yeah, meeting up with all you guys will be really, really cool. That's the thing I'm most looking forward to. Other than that, I don't know, really. The Five Captains talk will be really good with the opening ceremony. I'm really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Having the photo with Patrick Stewart and just meeting him and shaking his hand and saying hello will be awesome. I don't know, really. It's just the whole thing. It's just going to be really cool and exciting. Just seeing loads of people there in uniform and seeing a load of like geeks will be really cool as well. It's difficult to pin it down to one thing.
For me, it's kind of I'm agreeing with you, Mark. It's good to actually meet everyone. I only just met Paul last weekend, and that was great fun.
Yeah.
So looking forward to meeting
the rest
of you.
A flat party that had a sauna in it.
I took you to an amazing party.
I wonder where this story's gonna go.
No, it was a good party. It was a very good party.
All above board.
Mostly. There were some keys.
There was a bottle of whiskey.
That was before we even left Adam's flat.
No, we had the we'd actually when Paul got to Brighton with Emma, we went round Brighton. We had a couple of pints. Went to some strange market where we had these insanely hot chili dishes, well, chili bites, and then back to mine, had a burger, recorded the podcast. Then we went to back to the town and out to a party.
And we got home at 5 o'clock.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Oh my God.
Then we had to get up quite early to get the train back to London.
I had to have a nap that afternoon, actually. I watched the motion picture and nodded off a bit and watched the rest of it.
Well, the next day we had to do a train ride back from London to Edinburgh, so it was a bad day for a journey.
Yeah, it was a fun night.
Emma says that your snoring was really, really loud.
Yeah, if I'm been drinking, I do snore. So
yeah, I do as well.
And you never insulted Emma too much, because I know what you can be like on the pod.
No, I didn't insult her. Although Emma and Paul were tweeting pictures from my phone.
Yeah, we found his phone down a couch and decided to play with it.
And tweeted a picture saying I love Emma, then there's a picture of Emma just smiling outside.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that tweet. I thought that was you. I thought you were just being friendly, saying how lovely Emma was.
Emma was lovely, but they stole my phone. Actually, I'm really glad you found it.
And then randomly late at night, I got a text saying, I've just done a crap.
No, right. I was showing Adam how the voice text thing worked on the phone. And I was like, all right, I'll just pretend that I'm sending it to Wayne. And then it came up, do you want to send message? And Adam's like, yes. And then
you got to love the iPhone.
I was perfectly happy. It's like, yeah, no, as long as you take a picture. Yeah. Your previous host proud.
You probably thought, well, they're together getting drunk, this is going to happen.
I was expecting it. I was just surprised it wasn't worse.
I think we were quite well behaved, considering.
Considering, yeah, definitely. So, for me... No, go for it.
I was going to say, why Paul and I got this reputation of just going on and making things inappropriate?
I have absolutely no idea. I really don't.
Yeah. No, I think Steve would know. From
Steve would have got the
we'll have to ask.
Drunk. Do you not think that was a great episode of 10 Forward when we were on, though?
That was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bugger to edit, though. I had to edit that one.
I can imagine, because it took us 10 minutes to do the intro.
Yes, I know.
And Mark made it sound so professional.
It was a bugger to edit. It was a really, really funny show, but it was a bit of a sod to edit, I'll have to say. But it was really funny. That was 10 Forward when Adam and Paul were on. It was
only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a nightmare of a show to edit.
Well, Cena got her own back because on the latest, previously in the Alpha Quadrant, she basically said, I'm in charge of the show. You just have to sit there and talk when I tell you to.
She done a good job.
Yeah, she managed to try and keep you boys in line. Not an easy feat whatsoever. Sometimes too, I would say it was futile. But
well, no, I kept on trying to move on to, like, should we do the episode review? And she shouted at me, said, no, Adam, we're not doing it. I was like, okay. Don't beat me.
Oh, dear.
Though, I did manage to slip a Vulcan porn scene in there. That got through.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vulcan porn. Yeah.
That's because I was editing. I let most things through when I'm editing.
What do you reckon? At Star Trek London, they're obviously going to have two big segments built up, the Federation Zone and the Klingon Zone.
Yes.
What if they go to war whilst we're there?
I know, we're going to be in trouble, aren't we?
Well, actually, that would you'll be brilliant. In trouble. Paul and I will be neutral because we're not wearing uniforms.
Well, we're actually based just outside the Federation Zone.
Are we in the neutral zone?
No, we're in Federation space, I would say.
Well, are you talking about the floor plan that's on the website or the floor plan that we've seen?
The floor plan that's on the website isn't the latest one. They just haven't updated it yet.
No, there's a little sneak peek. We've seen the floor plan.
Yes.
And we've seen a terrible job rendering stuff.
It was so funny. We got a couple of emails with a few graphics of the lounge that we're going to have. And everyone's like, yes, this looks brilliant. That looks great. And Adam's like, they've got shit designers.
Yeah, the rendering wasn't really bad.
They've literally just done a render and haven't done any background. So it's in the middle of a field. It looks like it's done on Google SketchUp and it's cheap and tacky. So Star Trek London, I know you're not listening, but sort it out.
I was like, this looks brilliant. It's fantastic. And then Adam came and pissed on my fire.
Do you reckon me and Adam could do the Star Trek London website for 2013?
We could do it properly. It's a terrible website.
To be honest, the website isn't brilliant. It's a little bit difficult to navigate in places.
It's a little bit illogical
the way it's put together, and I've confused myself looking around at things. So yeah, it could have been done better, to be honest.
You can get to some things from links that they put down, but you can't actually get to them through the site itself.
Yeah, I know. It was like when the floor plan was up and you had to... Yeah, it took them a few days to put the floor plan, the link up there.
They're using Joomla as well as a content management system. I've been trying to get in the back end to try and see who the next guests are, but all attempts have failed so far.
Well, you're trying to hack
their website?
Yes.
Not hack, just look early. There's a difference.
There's a difference.
There's a difference between being a peeping Tom and a rapist.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If you go to StarTrekLondon.com/robots.txt, you'll see all the areas listed which aren't allowed to be looked at.
Yes.
I was on the phone this week with Jill from Media 10, and she's told us that this week coming they're going to have a shed load of guest announcements.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Coming up.
Oh, brilliant. More money for me to spend.
More the TNG cast, hopefully.
Yeah, who do you want the most to be there? I know Mark's going to say probably Andrew Robinson.
Andrew Robinson and Robert Picardo. I'd love Andrew Robinson in makeup, and I know you're a fan of him as well, Adam. So
yeah, no, he'd be a nice person to meet. I don't actually know what he looks like without his makeup on though.
Have you ever seen Hellraiser?
I've seen him before. Yeah, he's in Hellraiser, the first Hellraiser movie.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that. I know you said he was in Highlander, Mark, which I looked up and he's not.
No. I said Highlander, but I meant Hellraiser.
I realized after recording that pod.
Yeah, Robert Picardo as well. I'd love him to be there. Armin Shimerman as well would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty funky.
Yeah. Adam. If he's in makeup, especially. If I could have a photo with... I mean, if you can have a photo with Andrew Robinson, he has to be done up like Garrick. Otherwise, it's like, who's that random old bloke you're having a photo with? So if he's in makeup, that would be fantastic. Same with Armin Shimmerman. Otherwise, it's like, who's that? Who's that little bald bloke?
Well, actually, Armin Shimmerman.
He basically looks like Quark in real life.
Yeah, did you see Buffy? A little. He was in that, so
yeah. Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Adam, have you
seen? He got eaten by a dragon.
I think. What do you say, Michael?
I was going to say, Adam, have you seen Dirty Harry with Clint Eastwood?
No, I haven't.
Well, Andrew Robinson's in that as well. He plays the shooter.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, he's in that as well, so...
There's so many films I should have watched that I haven't seen, and Dirty Harry's one of them. I still haven't seen... I saw Star Trek The Motion Picture for the first time since I was a child last week. And... So I want to watch. I'm way behind on things to watch.
Oh, dear. So, guys, we are coming up to the hour mark.
4 minutes, people. Bid. Give us your money.
Yeah. So, I would say another minute and a half, Paul, for the coffee machine. Just so that then we've got time for a wee break.
Oh, I need a wee. And then I need another drink. Can I have another drink?
Well, you've only got another hour with us, so I'd say yes.
Okay.
Have five, Paul. Just down a few shots and then be on.
I'm drinking my homemade shots at the moment. I can't do five. It'll be another drunk pod.
You see, Paul, I don't know anyone else that makes their own alcohol.
Oh, I make everything.
Actually, some of his stuff doesn't actually taste that bad. It's quite nice.
You sound surprised by that.
Vote of confidence there, Wayne.
No, it is.
Is it like the good life? He's got his Peapod Burgundy.
I make lager,
turnip wine,
everything.
I can imagine getting to your house, Paul. Like, this is the living room, this is the kitchen, and this is the brewery. Yeah, the bathroom full of bats.
There's a mixture of upstairs in the spare bedroom and in the shed.
Oh. And it's like a room full of barrels of lager.
Yeah. And Paul. And you try to convince us you don't have a drinking problem?
And that, that's
I don't have a drinking problem. I haven't got a problem with drinking at all.
No, you like drinking. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bedroom that he's got set up with it just looks like the...
A meth lab?
No, the 09 engineering section.
Oh, okay. Is there a climate tech dummy in the water tank?
Yeah.
Paul,
I haven't got a problem with drinking at all. I drink, fist, I fall over. No problem.
I was joking, Paul, but I hope you're going to bring some of your stuff to Star Trek London.
Sorry?
You should bring some of your stuff to Star Trek London and we can flog it in the fan zone.
Yeah, there'll be a permanent spot in the XL Centre and they'll say that's where Paul Drinkwater's liver exploded.
I'll go down in history.
Okay, so, and you guys wonder why you've got a reputation.
Oh, liver exploded isn't dirty.
No, Adam suggesting that Paul starts flogging alcohol at the XL.
Well, no, I mean, we can make some money. We'll claim it's for charity, but we'll use it to buy a few things that start at London, like a few orphan pubs.
So you'll be claiming it's synthahol.
I'm looking to sell my home brew as it is at the moment, and I don't do too bad out of it. Well, I haven't made any for a couple of months now, but...
I want to try some, so bring some down to Star Trek London.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, now, we have a winner for the coffee machine.
Who's that?
With a donation...
Is it Adam's mum?
it isn't. No, with a donation of £30.
Ooh!
Nice sum of donation from Trek FM's Thomas Badley.
Oh,
excellent. Well done, Tom.
Thank you very much, Tom. Most appreciated. So,
nobody's like, I don't like coffee.
So, at some point, Tom, I'll grab your address off of you so we can sort that out. So, remember, guys, you can donate at trekmate.org. You can donate at justgiving.com/trekmatepodathon. Now, guys, we better take a quick break and then we'll be back. Chatting. This time, though, we'll be discussing the Star Trek captains, and we'll be opening up the lines for people to get involved and to call in and join us as we talk Trek. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah, so we'll be seeing you after this.
Captain John Christopher, U.S. Air Force, serial 4857932, Blue Jay 4. For Earth and from the distant future, propelled through time, accidentally, 200 years back, to the late 60s. Program, but I will have a son and he will go to Saturn. Christopher, U.S. Air Force, serial 4857932, Blue Jay 4.